Hello, beautiful people. This is the Michael Slate Show, and I am your guest host, Sansara Taylor. On today's show, we'll be sharing segments from the RNL Revolution Nothing Less show, which airs on YouTube. Let's begin.
My name is Andy Z. I'm a host of the show and here with Sansara Taylor.
Very happy to be here. Good to be back in studio with you, Andy. Welcome to everybody tuning in all over the world. This show, the Revolution Nothing Less show, is a show about a real revolution. That is the overthrow of the system of capitalism, imperialism. We're not talking about changing the faces of those at the top of the system. We're not talking about a few people getting ahead within this system. We are talking about dismantling, abolishing, and clearing away off the stage of human history this whole U.S. empire and the system of capitalism, imperialism that it rests on, and building a new socialist republic here in North America, based on the Constitution that Bob Avakian wrote, for a whole different way we could be living. So this is the real deal, and we got a great show for you today.
Yeah, as we go through today's show, we're going to be bringing out that there's actually a very rare opportunity where it could be possible that we could actually make this revolution that Sansara just spoke of. But there's an awful lot of things that have changed in the world over the last 6 weeks, which is actually symptomatic of the time we're living in and how rapidly things are changing. You know, just think about it. The Democrats were in mourning. They were like despairing, disillusioned. Biden was going to lose the election. Terrible debate. Then there's an attempted assassination on Donald Trump. And then Biden gets compelled to leave the presidential race. And now all of a sudden, Kamala Harris is like the savior. And now we're in the midst of the Democratic convention. And people are just, well, let's play this from Bob Avakian's social media number 74. And before I do that, I want to just say this. Bob Avakian, who Sansara just spoke about, every week, and sometimes several times a week, is bringing social media to you, dispatches that really tell you what's really going on, the real deal, and the possibility within all the that's going on in the world of how we could actually make a revolution for a far better world. But speaking of the Democratic Convention, watch this.
No one is easier to fool than those who want to be fooled. Back when I was a teenager, Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers had a hit song, "Why Do Fools Fall in Love?" Well, I don't know about other fools, but it is a fact that liberals really do fall in love with mass murderers. And yes, when I say mass murderers, I'm talking about people like Kamala Harris and her running mate, Tim Walz. The Democratic Convention, starting this week, August 19th, will no doubt be a love fest with these mass murderers. For anyone who would try to dismiss what I'm saying here as just extreme rhetoric, you need to look seriously at this actual reality.
All right, that was Bob Avakian from his social media dispatch number 74. Liberals' love affair with mass murderers. And after the opening that we just played for you, Bob Avakian does exactly as he says. He goes into that reality, why it is true to call these Democrats and Kamala Harris and Tim Walz in particular mass murderers. And that's what we're going to get into in today's show as well. And, you know, I just have to say, he nailed it. These are fools falling in love with mass murderers. That's what you see on display in this Democratic National Convention. It is tears coming from people's eyes. They're weeping. They're so moved. They're so inspired. And it's, meanwhile, against a backdrop where Kamala is and has been right there with Joe Biden, who they also cried for and so sentimental about, who are both neck deep in the genocide that Israel is carrying out against the people of Gaza right now, the absolute decimation of the lives of millions, a whole population on the verge of starvation, every hospital destroyed, every university leveled, 80% of the residential structures destroyed, food being kept out, medicine being kept out. And this is intensifying and worsening as people are cheering and losing their minds for these war criminals. Kamala Harris built her career on perpetrating mass incarceration in California, especially of black and brown people. This is what this Democratic Party represents. This is what people are falling in love with and so eager. These liberals and so-called progressives, so eager to wrap themselves back and up in the American flag and proclaim that we're the real Americans, we're the real patriots. It is really a sickening love fest, as Bob Avakian put it, and we are going to puncture that here today on the show.
Look, this is a convention of political hacks who believe in this system and they're working for it. But this has tremendous impact on all kinds of people who should know better and who are themselves deluding themselves. He actually, Bob Avakian begins his social media dispatch number 71 by saying, you know, exactly, supporting a mass murderer, a mass incarcerator running for president? Who could be so desperate and so deluded? Well, all too many people in this country. And he gets into why that's the case. And I just want to say this. He gets into, you know, earlier this week, I think it was on Tuesday night, the Obamas were speaking at the convention, and people have just been gaga about this. And they were funny in their own way against Trump and all this. But this is really serious. And let's just say this. Obama makes a joke when he talks about Donald Trump. And he says, you know, we've seen this movie before and the sequel is always worse.
We do not need four more years of bluster and bumbling and chaos. We have seen that movie before and we all know that the sequel is usually worse.
Well, that applies to Harris as the sequel to Obama. So, and we want to play this from Bob Avakian's, again, from his 71st dispatch in his social media. Listen to this.
It's time to quit getting played by the same old hype. Remember Obama? Obama was president for 8 years. Did that stop mass incarceration and mass murder by police? Or the mass slaughter of people in other countries carried out and backed by the U.S., or the oppression of women and LGBT people, or the destruction of the environment, or the danger of war between nuclear-armed imperialist powers like the U.S., Russia, and China? No, none of that stopped with Obama as president. But what the Obama presidency did do was sucker far too many people into believing that the oppressive nature of this system would change because the color of the oppressor-in-chief had changed. Wake up! Just like Obama, Kamala Harris is not part of any real solution. She is a big part of the problem. And what is the problem? It's this system. This system of capitalism imperialism, which Harris serves.
Okay, so Bob Avakian is on fire in these social media messages, and he's putting them out rapidly. He's tearing into what is really going on at this Democratic National Convention, building on a whole arc. This was 71. He's up in his 70s. He's been building an argument for revolution. He's been building an analysis and bringing it to you about why we're in a rare time when revolution is possible. He's been laying out the strategy for a real revolution. Bob Avakian is a leader like nobody else on the planet today and nobody who's ever existed in the history of this country. He is the architect of a whole new framework for human emancipation. He is providing real-time leadership for a real revolution in this time. And in this country right now, it's just a fact that there is no one else besides Bob Avakian and the RevComs that he leads who is even talking about making a real revolution. So we're playing you some snippets of these to set the framework for this show today. But really, you have to go to his social media feed yourself at Bob Avakian Official. Dig into these messages as they're coming out. Spread them. Join the campaign to get Bob Avakian's leadership and his social media dispatches out throughout society. We'll tell you more about this campaign as we go forward in the show. But he's just on fire right now.
Supporting mass murder? supporting a mass incarcerator, running for president, and Kamala Harris? Strong words, but they're true. Later in today's program, we're going to show a press conference that the RevComs did in Chicago with family members of those who've been executed, murdered by the police, people who've been incarcerated themselves. That's actually exposing the reality of what has happened to people in this country. You know, and one of the things that we say when we're out in the streets that gives you a picture of all this is that it's only 4 years since millions of people took to the streets in protest of the suffocating and horrendous death of George Floyd. And yet, in 2023, just last year, the police executed more people than in any other year in U.S. history. But we're going to start on this question of mass murder. And Sansara just spoke about Gaza as a case in point, but there's also the war in Ukraine, where the Ukraine soldiers are actually serving as cannon fodder for the interests of U.S. imperialism. But I, in terms of the mass murderer, I had a chance to interview Paul Street earlier this week. Paul Street is a frequent, he's a writer, he's written many books, and he is has a Substack blog called The Paul Street Report. He's been out in the streets, speaking on the streets and covering the different protests. He's also been paying a lot of attention to what's been going on in the convention hall itself. So I wanted to take an opportunity to speak with him about Biden's appearance in particular on Monday night at the convention, and also about an article that he wrote. So Paul's out on the street. You'll see us trying to hear each other over the din of the street, and it's kind of a fun interview. So watch this. All right, we're connected with Paul Street in Chicago. Paul, just tell us where you are. We're hearing a lot of excitement behind you.
Yeah, we're at a corner in Union Park. Union Park is the site of where the big mass march against the genocide in Gaza that the U.S. is backing, funding, equipping, and protecting. This is where it took place. There's another rally happening right now against the criminal war of ethnic cleansing that the U.S. and Israel are carrying out, and that the delegates over in the United Center for the Democratic National Convention, which is about a mile away from here, close as the protesters were allowed to get, they're protesting again right now.
All right. Well, I know you've been out on the streets and you're out in the streets right now, but you've also been paying attention to the what's going on in the convention itself. And you you wrote an article on Substack on your Paul Street Reports that was titled "America is a Great Nation Responding to Two National Chauvinist Joes, Joe Biden and Joe Scarborough from Morning Joe on MSNBC." Maybe we'll get to that second. But I wanted to start off in opposition to what the people out in the streets are doing. Thousands of Democratic Party convention delegates last night were ritualistically chanting over and over again, "USA, USA." You know. But I want you to respond to something that you quoted from Joe Biden in his speech last night, where he said, "Name me a country in the world that doesn't think we're the leading nation in the world."
Name me a country in the world that doesn't think we're the leading nation in the world. Without America, not a joke, think about it. I'm being literal. Who could lead the world other than the United States of America? Well, guess what? America's winning, and the world's better off for it.
Your comments, Paul.
And Democrats in this particular convention seem desperate to try and outdo the Republicans in arch-patriotic national chauvinism, and that was just a classic example of it. And it is an inversion of reality, okay, quote-unquote, or Orwellian upside-down thinking. Countries don't think. People think. And most people in the world, as has been shown in global opinion surveys, think of the United States not as a noble, idealistic leader that they need to follow, but rather as an existential menace, as a threat to peace, democracy, and justice on the planet. And they do so for some very good reasons. The United States has torn up, blown up, destroyed more countries than any other country in the world. Dozens of governments have been overthrown by the United States. In my lifetime, the United States accounts for More than 40% of global military spending maintains hundreds of military bases in more than 80 countries and is currently the main force funding, equipping, protecting, and literal fascist ethnic cleansing process in Gaza, not to mention provoking and fueling a profoundly reckless, potentially nuclear war through its policy in Ukraine. And this has happened under the Biden administration, under the Democrats, under the rule of the party that is arguably the more effective imperialist capitalist political organization in this country that actually has probably a bigger global body count. This is not how the world thinks at all about America. This is a lie that they are propagating. Yeah.
So that reality stands in stark contrast to the to what's being pumped out in the convention, and that all too many, in fact, most of the liberals believe in. And this is something that Bob Avakian has been going at. And your article begins with that other Joe, Morning Joe, where he said in a broadcast 2 days ago that it's summer in America militarily.
It is summer in America militarily. Again, more powerful than ever. For those of us who are Republican, independent, and Democratic, who love America, who think America is great, regardless of who's president of the United States, these are pretty good times. And we're going to hear about those good times a few hours from now when the Democratic National Convention begins in Chicago.
So I thought, you know, you had a whole thing there on the illusions that are being pumped out at people. So I wonder if you could talk a little bit more about the contrast and why these, as you point out in your article, in contradiction to what most people in the world or many people in the world think about what America actually does.
Well, you know, so the right now the Republicans are going ape, trying to call centrist corporate Democrats Marxists. And meanwhile, the Democrats are going insane in their own particular kind of ways, trying to call Trump anti-American. This is a big theme. They're chanting USA, USA against Trump. And they're very focused on Trump's references that claiming that the nation is in decline, that the United States is in decline. No, we're not in decline. We're the greatest. This rhetoric from Joe Scarborough could be something that Goebbels would have said about the Third Reich, you know, a victorious Nazi Third Reich. It's how powerful we are. We have the biggest military in the world. We have a $27 trillion GDP, you know, and everybody fears us, and no one wants to take us on. Supposedly, we're more powerful vis-a-vis the rest of the world, both economically and politically, than any time since 1945. But except, you know, oh, and he also gets very excited about the fact that Joe Scarborough thinks it's great that we set a new record for pumping out oil, for drilling up oil over the last year. So he has no f-ing concern whatsoever about the climate catastrophe, about the ecocide that the United States is in the lead of because of fossil fuels. The size of the GDP, with no reference to the fact that the top tenth of the upper 1% of this country owns more than 90% of the wealth in this country, and on like that. And as for this notion that we are more powerful relative to the rest of the world, it seems like a very odd comment. The world has become increasingly multipolar, and there's a new challenger to U.S. hegemony, clearly on the historical scene. It's called China. And it's just a very odd bit of national chauvinism that is not afraid to just blow up and mock objective scientific reality in order to just whip everybody up into a patriotic fervor. Biden ended his speech by saying that he's given his whole life to his nation, to his nation state. Right? That's his reference group, and it's the only reference group. Bob Avakian likes to say, stop thinking like an American and start thinking about humanity. That's your reference group. That's what a decent person's reference group ought to be, the human race. Their only reference group, apparently, over at the DNC is 5% or maybe less of the human race, called America.
You know, one thing is you're pointing out the fact that the world has become there are other imperialist countries now that are contending with the U.S. I think that, you know, it's not just an election ploy that they're saying this, or not just trying to outdo the Republicans, but what the rulers of the U.S. feel compelled to do, and what in many ways they are being forced to do. You know, there was released, a report was released this week, I think, for different reasons, but the report said that Biden has changed the nuclear strategy to be able to simultaneously combat with nuclear weapons a combination of Russia, China, and North Korea at the same time, and also they have an eye out towards Iran. So there's actually, you have these liberals, these Joe Scarboroughs, who actually has a whole reactionary history, but which is something you point out, who are promoting this chauvinism, and Biden and the Democrats, including Obama and all of them, and it's Hillary Clinton, are whipping up support for something, not just as an electoral strategy, but actually preparing people for what to come. Your thoughts on this?
I think that is 100% correct. All this chest pounding about how we're more powerful than we've ever been before is absolutely more than merely just a electoral strategy, more than just a rallying cry to defeat Trump in November. It is also setting people up to get behind a rebranded Obama 2.0 American imperialist project that includes the provocation of Russia, China, and Iran. I think you are dead on correct in that regard.
Yeah, look, I think that you know, something very important for people to understand is that it's the system that forces these rulers to do what they do.
Well, I think that's a very good point. And you can hear these protesters behind me. There's a truck going around this protest that has got messages to the effect that the United States is just captive to Israel, and that the AIPAC, that the Israel lobby, has taken everything over, and that's the reason for the genocide in Gaza. And this is a delusional thing, that a thought process that I'm afraid is all too pervasive among some sections of the anti-genocide, anti-war movement right now. This is not true at all. Joe Biden said it when he was a Senate in 1986. He repeated it after October 7th. The United States would have to invent Israel if it didn't already exist. And he said the quiet part out loud right there. It's about the American empire. Israel is too critical to the United States imperial project, not just in the Middle East, incidentally, but around the whole world, for them to give it up. And all this language of please listen to us Democrats over there in the capitalist DNC and be decent and be human is an exercise in futile, dysfunctional speaking truth to power to people who don't want to hear the truth and for whom the truth is that Israel is indispensable. It's indispensable to the American imperial project, and they are not giving up Israel, not in a million years, not until they're forced to give it up by the masses in the streets engaged in an anti-imperialist revolution, nothing less.
Paul, there's a link between the delusional thinking of people and the fact that where you began, that there's the forcible imposition of U.S. imperialism over the people of the world that's bringing these spoils to people in this country. In other words, all these demands that people have that's being expressed, Bernie Sanders, AOC, and other people at the Democratic Convention for more of this, more of that, and for the what they call the middle class, all of this rests on this imperialist domination of the rest of the world. And we have to understand that where this is heading, and this is a point that Bob Avakian has made, that we can no longer afford to allow these imperialists to continue to dominate the world and to determine the future of humanity. So, you know, I think this is just, it's very important to hear from you on all of this. I encourage people to read your Substack. And, you know, you've got Bill Clinton, another one who committed just incredible war crimes in his administration, as well as crimes against the people of this country. He's speaking tonight along with the vice presidential nominee. Then tomorrow we got Kamala Harris. And so I appreciate, and the show, the RNL show, appreciates that you are both speaking to the people outside and covering what's going on outside, as well as paying a lot of attention and writing about what's going on inside. So I just want to thank you for all right. So we'll be in
Super.
Touch, okay?
Okay. Very Great. Good, Andy. We'll talk soon. Bye-bye. Right.
You are listening to The Michael Slate Show. We're going to take a short musical break and be right back.
That was Paul Street in Chicago at a Gaza protest. Look, in this convention, they keep saying that Kamala Harris and Joe Biden are working tirelessly for a ceasefire. Biden even had the nerve to point to there's protests out there. And these protesters, well, they have a point. Bullshit. These people have been, even in the last 2 weeks, have been funding this war. They sent over $20 billion of weapons there and funds. In this last week, they have sent a squadron of fighter jets, Navy cruisers, destroyers. These people are prosecuting a war of genocide against the people of Gaza and threatening a wider war in the Mideast. Now, it does have to be said, while the RevComs have been out at all these protests, as we should be, and bringing to these protests, what's the cause of this and what's the solution in an actual revolution, it does have to be said that the protests are nowhere near what they really need to be. And this is because, as is brought out in these social media, all too many people, even among those who suffer terrible oppression under this system, that even with all the faults, all of its faults, this system is still the best possible system and everything else is worse, that there is no alternative. That's what's being pumped out every day. But the RevComs, with the leadership of Bob Avakian and the organization that we are recruiting people into, the RevCom Corps for the Emancipation of Humanity, are out to refute that and to organize now for the kind of crisis that's coming where we could have a chance at making an actual revolution and bringing into being a whole different system that would make these wars of conquest and of imperialism a thing of the past.
That's right. We want to play another excerpt from Bob Avakian, this from his social media message number 75, that gets at what we need to be doing now.
This is not a time to be siding with one group of oppressors or another. This is a rare time. A very rare opening, a chance that may come only once in a lifetime, a chance to take advantage of the deep divisions among the ruling oppressors and go after their whole system, with the aim of bringing the whole thing down and putting something much better in its place.
All right, this is true. Now is not the time to be getting suckered into supporting one side or the other of these ruling oppressors. Now is the time to be actively working for a real revolution to get rid of the entire system that all of them represent. And for everybody who is sickened by the fascism of Donald Trump with his open white supremacy, his misogyny and hatred of women, his science denying, his climate change accelerating, all of this fascism, and who's also sickened by the reality of Kamala and Waltz and their program of mass murder and mass incarceration, revolution is the way. Revolution is the only way to deal with all of the crimes of this system and right at its source. And Bob Avakian breaks down how this revolution is possible in this time, and he breaks down the strategy for how millions, when millions are won to this revolution, could be led to win an actual revolution. But what's missing right now is sufficient organized forces to go out and fight for this. And now is the time for everybody who really wants your outrage at what's being represented on the big stages of these conventions to be meaningfully expressed, to join with the RevCom Corps for the Emancipation of Humanity and be a part of actively fighting to build up the forces to win the thousands who can lead those millions, to shake up society, to bring the truth to puncture these lies and bring the truth to people while they're being jolted to political life and to grow these forces. So we have a real chance to win in these times. So that is our call to you. And it's the call that the RevCom Core in Chicago is spreading and across the country right now. But these forces need to grow.
The RevCom Core for the Emancipation of Humanity held a press conference in Chicago of relatives, loved ones of those who've been murdered by the police. This, too, has been integral to the program of the Democratic Party. Watch.
The leader of this revolution, Bob Avakian, said it straight up. Kamala Harris is a mass murderer and a mass incarcerator.
Look, we need to change this system. We need an actual revolution. We need for black and brown people, people of all nationalities, to come together and root out this injustice that's been done to us constantly.
I'm the mother of Darius Pynex, who was murdered in 2011 in a bogus traffic stop. I came out today to say, don't believe the f***ing hype. Barack Obama was in office when my son was gunned down and viciously murdered by the police. And now we have Camilla here, who's trying to bamboozle us on the same. But I know better. I'm with the RevCom. I've been with them for 13 years.
Yes, ma'am.
I've been in the fight for 13 years for my son, and yet still no justice. And today they're still killing us. I was really, really hurt and angry all over again when they did what they did to Sonya Mace. But again, revolution, nothing less.
Everybody, my name is Chantel Brooks. I am the mother of Michael Wesley, who was murdered by Chicago police June 16, 2013. Father's Day that year, and still no justice has been served. They swept my son Case under the rug. They give us 2 years to fight for our children when you got 10 years to fight if someone steal your purse, 10 years to fight if someone steal your real estate property, but 2 years for the murder of our children. I was down. I couldn't make it up. And my sister Gloria Pynex sent her husband to my house for 3 months and told me, get up to fight for your son. As a mother losing a child, I was broken. I didn't know what to do. But my sister made sure that she sent him over there every day. Where is the anger over our children being murdered? We up against some bullshit right now. We don't have a way. We don't have a way to go. We can't count on a bigger evil or the smallest evil, a lesser evil. We can't count on that right now, not children are at stake.
My sister was Kanna Nicole Blakey. She was only 19 years old when she was murdered in her apartment building by a black police officer. She was destined to go to college on a full scholarship. She was a bright student. She was a very energetic and funny person. She very much stood up for the rights of women since the age of 15. And we are saying that this needs to stop.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, police brutality and murder, no matter who, you know, what color they are, whether you have a black president, a black councilman, or whatever black that's in whatever office, it don't make any difference. We need an actual revolution to get rid of this system that breaks up many families, just like it broke apart mine. Revolution, nothing less. Thank you so much.
This is why we are here today. Because the long history of police murder and brutality needs to stop. And it can be stopped. But not under this system of capitalism and imperialism. Look at these families. People whose loved ones were stolen at the hands of this injustice system. And where people speak about the whole history of this country. Never has this country valued the lives of black people, of brown people, of the indigenous people here. And this system has no future for our youth. Our youth are caught up now in the ways of thinking exploitation and oppression. And that system needs to be overthrown at the soonest possible time. And there's a strategy for how to actually overthrow that system and bring something much better into being. And this is where people need to check out, not just check out, but get into the leadership of Bob Avakian, a revolutionary leader who brought forward a whole new framework for human emancipation and the new communism. So I'm counting on everyone to get with the RevCom Corps for the emancipation of humanity, who is fighting for a revolution. We don't have to tolerate this. We don't have to put up with it. There's a whole different way we can be living and relating to each other. That's where our youth can actually flourish. Where we can actually get to the emancipation of all of humanity. But that requires you getting with the leadership of Bob Avakian and getting with the RevCom Corps for the emancipation of humanity.
And how this revolution could be made, you don't know what you need to know. That's why you gotta stop following misleaders like Kamala Harris and Tim Walz and their so-called promise of America. We know what their promise of America is, what their American dream is. It has always been a nightmare for black people, for women, for other people of color, for native people, for people all over the world. Stop following fascist Trump, cold-blooded Kamala Harris. Start following Bob Avakian at Bob Avakian Official on social media. No one else is even talking about making a real revolution in this country and has a plan for revolution. No one else. Bob Avakian has analyzed why this is a rare time, a very unique moment in the history of this country, when revolution is more possible. Everyone who cares about justice, everyone who can't stand the world the way it is, we need to come together to fight to put an end to this system. And as Bob Avakian said, now is not the time to choose between one oppressor or another. Now is the time to take advantage of their divisions, to build up the strength of the people for a revolution to get rid of the whole system and bring something much better into being. And the last thing I'll say is this. Bob Avakian said, day one after a revolution, there will be no more murdering police. Day one. They will be defeated, disarmed, and abolished. Abolished. No more murdering police. Instead, we will have our people's security, who would sooner take a bullet for the people than put one in them for no reason. If we had power, when we have power in a new socialist state under the leadership of the Constitution for the New Socialist Republic written by Bob Avakian, we would never do something like that. Our people's security force would put it on the line for the people instead of murdering them.
So we're really here for you, because at the rate that law enforcement are killing people all across this country, it's only going to be a matter of time before it heads to your doorstep. And you have to join the club that we don't want to be a part of, and we don't want you to have to join. It doesn't have to be like this, folks. We don't have to live like this. There is another alternative out there to those two freaks. There is something else. Let's reach out for it. Let's grab it. Let's embrace it. Let's instill it and turn it around. Right now! Now!
Paul was 18 when he lost his life. A mistake that he didn't get a chance to learn from because the police officers abused their powers. While Kyle Rittenhouse in 2021 was also 18, walked across the state lines with an AR-15 and killed two people and was later acquitted of all charges. I wish the people that so-called protect and serve us stop treating us like monsters. I can't say animals, because some animals get treated better than us.
Yes!
I did many years in prison
and I met too many people who were incarcerated for crimes they never committed, who were tortured. Yeah. Unbelievably, they would never have any children in their lives. Yeah. Some of my friends, some of the people that became my friends later, the torture victim, committed suicide under this system. Under this system that murdered Chantel's son, that murdered Vita's nephew, yes, that murdered so many of our people in the streets for crimes they didn't commit. How long do we expect for this to go on? Bobby Bacon said what we need now during these rare times is a revolution.
That's right.
A revolution to uproot this system. To uproot this system from the bottom. You got to get rid of this whole apparatus. This is the Constitution we need to change this with. This Constitution that we're now up under this present system, it's not good for us. It's a bunch of garbage that was created by a slavery system. You need to change that. Get with this system. Get with this Constitution for the new Social Republic of North America.
So at the end of that press conference, you saw Roosevelt holding up this, the Constitution for the new socialist republic in North America, written by Bob Avakian. There's no other document, no constitution in any previous society or even on paper that has provided for the kind of society that's on the road to real emancipation like this. It demands a read, and it demands becoming a mass demand. At the top of our website, it says we need and we demand a whole new way to live, a fundamentally different system. And this is a broadsheet that brings that to life. And this is a broadsheet about this very constitution for the new socialist republic. In the centerfold of this broadsheet are six provisions of this constitution, a whole new dimension of freedom and the rights of the people. Healthcare to serve the people, education to actually educate and empower the masses of people, a fundamentally different economy to meet the fundamental needs and serve the highest interests of humanity. This broadsheet needs to get everywhere, because in the kind of crisis that's coming, with all the illusions and delusions that people have today, are going to run straight up against a reality that's rapidly changing. One where the life that has been, the system that has been, will be put up for grabs. And as Sansara has said, if there's, in that situation, thousands of people can influence millions, and what should those millions of people do? They should demand that this Constitution, as concentrated in this broadsheet, become the demand of millions, as we again can prepare for revolution in a moment when we could actually make one.
And so as the final clip, the final segment of our show today, we want to play an excerpt from a major talk that Bob Avakian gave as part of a dialogue with Cornel West on revolution and religion, the fight for emancipation and the role of religion back in 2014, where he lifts our sights and asks us to imagine what it would be like if we weren't living in the confines and under the domination of this current system. Gives a sense of what life would be like, what we can imagine, what we can dream with the implementation of this new constitution with a revolution. Let's watch.
And many people say, we need religion to be able to endure, to survive, to keep from going crazy, to continue to struggle on, even to have some moments of joy and glimmers of hope. in a world full of so much cruelty and brutality, heartbreak and heartlessness. But what if the world doesn't have to be this way? What if we could live in a world where never again would a parent have to fear for the life of their child just because of the color of their skin? What if we lived in a world where never again would that soul-wrenching experience that never leaves of having to bury your own child whose life was stolen by a brutal thug with a gun and the backing of the powers that be? What if being black no longer meant living in a white supremacist society that continually assaults you in your very being and very sense of worth, constantly subjects you to terror, openly or in more subtle ways, and forces you to face the constant danger that you or your children will have your life snuffed out at any moment for doing nothing but being? What if your humanity really mattered and were considered precious? What if this were true of all people of color and of immigrants? What, in fact, if all people were just people of different colors, and there were no distinctions and discrimination and persecution and brutality based on what nationality or race you were? What if there were no such thing as immigrants? What if we all lived in a world community of human beings without borders and tanks and guns and planes to enforce them? What if women could walk down the street and look every man they encounter straight in the eye and fear nothing, and not be made to feel? And not be made to feel that you're on display and to be evaluated by how you sexually titillate them. What if no more women were ever again battered, raped, assaulted, denied the right to control their own bodies? What if people who were different in their sexual orientation or just in the way they went through life, instead of being discriminated against and bullied, were valued for their difference? If that were seen as part of the great diversity of humanity? What if there were no more one part of society exploiting the others, and those exploited had no choice but to enrich them in order to be able to live themselves, working their whole life away under conditions of this ruthless exploitation? What if we didn't have to live in a lopsided world where a small number and a small number of countries have accumulate tremendous wealth by exploiting the great majority, and the conditions of the great majority are desperate? Look at the world. Look at the phenomenon of Ebola. There's been a lot of concern about Ebola, rightly so, but way too much hysterical fear about whether a few people here might get Ebola, and not nearly enough concern about what is happening to the people in Africa. What if there were no more wars for domination and plunder? What if there were whole different relations among people, valuing each other's humanity? What if there were different relations to the environment, protecting it and providing for future generations instead of despoiling and ruining it? What if we could have a whole different outlook on life and on the future instead of one of dread and one of desperately striving just to make it? Now, to paraphrase John Lennon's song, Imagine, you may say I'm a dreamer, but this is not just a dream. It is something for which there is a definite basis in reality, and it is up to us, together with people throughout the world, to make it a reality.
And that brings us to the end of another show here at The Michael Slate Show. I'd like to thank Andy Z and everybody at the Revolution Nothing Less Show, my assistant producer, Henry Carson, and all of you for tuning in. And again, check out The RevComs on YouTube at youtube.com/TheRevComs and follow at Bob Avakian Official on all your social media platforms. And remember, the problem is not human nature, it is the nature of the system. Through a real revolution, a better world is possible. My name is Sansara Taylor. I'll talk to you again next week.
Solution, you cannot sleep on the day.